heard from Indomitian a couple of times today on Action News at 5 and at 6, and what I really wanted to get into is because this is a week where you know you're going to be the focus.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was most curious about is how you approach a week like that, not just on the field, but you knew the questions were going to come today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to mentally prepare yourself for how you're going to handle it throughout a week?
I think at this stage of my life, I've gone through a lot of things, good and bad. And I think really the Heisman week in college, being an Army All-American, coming out my senior year in high school, those things are preparing for these types of weeks and situations where kind of the spotlight is pretty much on you. But I think on a week in and week out basis, I still have a spotlight. I still have a camera on me no matter what I'm doing. And I notice things. I may not say it, but I definitely see things and know I'm always being watched and heavily scrutinized.
For what happened last Thanksgiving, you're going to be a storyline. You know, most pregame shows are going to focus on the Packers returning to Ford Field. How have you changed in the year since as a person, as a man, as a player?
The thing is if you don't change, then you're staying the same. And for me, as I've always went back to the table and saw what I did good and what I didn't do good last year and found a way to improve upon that. And I think with Coach Swart's comments of last week, and which I really appreciate, especially coming from a guy that doesn't give out a lot of compliments of me playing well. I think this is the right time to be playing at a high level, and hopefully our whole team can continue to play well and figure out ways to complete and make some of those transitions within games to go our way, and so we can come out and win games.
Now, Coach Swart said it was one of the best games that you've played as a pro.
Mm-hmm.
As you walk off the field, I know there has to be disappointment that the team lost. Did you feel you'd played one of your best games as a pro?
I wouldn't say I would have played one of my best games. I felt like I had a good game. And the aspect of saying that I had one of my best games, it can't be because we didn't win. When I have best games ever played, I would hope that it's on the winning side and one hopefully winning a championship.
When you look at Green Bay, not only is it a division opponent, but it's a team that now at this juncture of the season at 4-5, you got to beat.
Mm-hmm.
This is a massive game to start off a massive three-game stretch. What do they do well, and what do you have to do as a defense to try to slow them down?
There's a lot of things that they do well. They're obviously a very pass-happy team, pass-happy offense with a great quarterback. They are able to mix in their run and be effective with it, keep teams honest, and they have a lot of great receivers. They keep a lot of receivers out. Their tight ends are very dangerous. They're just like receivers. They're very much like Tony Shuffler in our offense, to where they can hurt you through the middle and getting down the seams.
Given the extra attention this game's going to get and you being the focus of that extra attention, will you turn it off? Will you not read, not watch anything in the days leading up to the game?
I don't do it regardless. I haven't done it since my rookie year, and I just stay away from TV. If I do have TV on, it's just for noise. I'm focusing on other things. I have great people I live with, and my sister, and one of my best friends, and so I don't have things to worry about, and I have a lot more of the things that I can concentrate on preparing for Green Bay.
Well, I hope you watch this. I hope you enjoyed watching this. Inside the Huddle with Indomitian Sue as we get ready for the Packers on Sunday.